Hello, everyone, and welcome back to English for You. I'm Brian.
And I'm Erin.
So, Erin, yesterday we talked about a flight cancellation or delay announcement, right?
Something that came over the airport speakers that you could hear.
Something maybe the ground crew would have been saying, oh, excuse me, ladies and gentlemen, but flight 95 AMC Air has been delayed.
Right.
Okay, and it was because of maintenance problems, so it means that there was something probably wrong with the plane.
Hopefully nothing too bad.
Maybe a part needs to be replaced or something like that.
Okay. Well, what other things can airlines cancel flights for? Well, there's the main one, which is weather.
Okay.
So airlines don't want to fly in storms, which could be rainstorms if the rain's very, very heavy, snowstorms, especially in Canada, where I'm from. Usually if the wind is too big, like in a typhoon, they will also cancel flights.
Right.
Now, the airline, that's not the airline's fault.
Right.
It's just weather. So a little bit tricky with that. But I mean, there could also be staff problems. Maybe their staff didn't show up.
Yeah.
Or the top reason for airline cancellations, computer glitches with the airline. I mean, something went wrong in their computers, so they have to cancel the whole thing.
Oh, boy. Yeah, you don't want to go to the, you know, get sent to the wrong country or something like that.
No, you don't.
You're flying along.
Yeah.
Okay, well, in today's article, we're going to be learning a little bit more about flight cancellations.
And what to do.
Right. So, why don't we get into day two of our article about flight delays and cancellations.
Great.
Reading.
Dealing with a canceled flight. Flights can be canceled for many reasons. It's a good idea to be prepared for that possibility in advance. Before you fly, read up on your airline's cancellation policy, as each airline's policy will be different. Additionally, buying travel insurance will guarantee that you are compensated appropriately for your troubles. If your flight is canceled when you are already at the airport, stay calm. You are much more likely to receive compensation of any kind if you are polite. Being the friendly customer might mean you deal with a friendlier airline representative. Avoid waiting in long lines by calling the airline directly. It may be faster to rebook your flight over the phone. Most airlines will offer you hotel and meal vouchers if you need to stay overnight. Depending on the reason for the cancellation, they may offer you a full reimbursement. It's more common for airlines to rebook your flight, however. Whatever the case might be, don't leave the airport without asking for help. If you do, you will lose your right to compensation completely.
All right, so we're all ready to learn a little bit more about flight cancellations. So the first line of our article says, flights can be canceled for many reasons. So we talked about a few of those before. Weather, staff, maintenance, computer glitches. So let's find out a bit more.
Well, the article says, it's a good idea to be prepared for that possibility in advance.
That's some good advice.
So we use this phrase here, in advance, and that means to do something to prepare for an event in the future.
Okay.
So for example, we can say, please call and make a reservation at the restaurant in advance.
Okay, so you make the reservation first. Because you're planning to go to the restaurant later. Okay, so the article is going to give us some examples of ways to be prepared or to be ready for your flight or a flight cancellation. It says, Before you fly, read up on your airline's cancellation policy, as each airline's policy will be different.
Okay.
Now, a lot of people don't do this
because
the information's very small. Mm-hmm. Maybe they just don't have time to read it. But it's really important to know, because if they do cancel your flight and it's their fault, they might need to help you out.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we saw the phrase read up on here, and it means to get information about a subject by reading about it.
Mm-hmm.
For example, please read up on Benjamin Franklin for your next history class.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So, in this part of the article, we've been talking about the cancellation policy.
Mm-hmm.
So, a policy is a noun. It's spelled P-O-L-I-C-Y, policy.
Mm-hmm.
And it means a set of plans or actions to take made by a group, such as the government or a business.
Okay.
So, for example, we could say, the hospital's policy does not allow us to give out the names of patients.
Okay. So, it kind of sounds like a set of rules, I guess. So, make sure you read those rules. Airlines have a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it gives us another example of being prepared. It says, additionally, buying travel insurance will guarantee that you are compensated appropriately for your troubles.
Okay.
Now, a lot of information in that one. Let's look at insurance first.
Mm-hmm.
Insurance is spelled I-N-S-U-R-A-N-C-E, insurance. Now, this noun is an agreement you have with an insurance company to protect you if something happens to you or your things.
Mm-hmm.
So when you buy insurance, the company will pay you money if something is stolen or if you are hurt, for example. Now, we could say, John bought life insurance so that his wife and son would have money if he died.
Right.
So, this is something you can do for your life.
Mm-hmm.
If you have a lot of very expensive cameras or something, you can buy insurance.
Home insurance.
Yes, home insurance, fire insurance, car insurance.
I think you have to buy a car if you have a car, right?
Yes, and you should.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, the article also uses this word appropriately.
Mm-hmm.
It's spelled A-P-P-R-O-P-R-I-A-T-E-L-Y, appropriately. It's an adverb, and it means to do something in the right or correct way.
Okay.
So, for example, we can say, Victor is not dressed appropriately for the fancy party. Why is he wearing a t-shirt?
A t-shirt.
Okay, so everyone's got a suit and a tie, maybe a tuxedo, and the women all have nice dresses.
Hair done.
He's got a t-shirt and jeans and sneakers. It's not the right clothes for the situation.
Right, so it's not appropriate.
No.
Okay. Now, we saw another word in there. Compensate.
Mm-hmm.
Compensate is spelled C-O-M-P-E-N-S-A-T-E. Now, it's a verb that means to change or fix the bad result of something.
Mm-hmm.
So, if something bad happens, like your flight is delayed, the airline can compensate you. They can fix the problem.
Right.
Another example, the insurance company will change or fix the problem of a canceled flight.
Right.
Because you have paid money for them to do that.
And usually if you are compensated in some way, it's someone's giving you money.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
So we're going to give you, remember we talked about the full or partial
compensation,
the refund. So we're going to give you some of your money back for your trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, if your flight is canceled when you are already at the airport, stay calm. Okay, don't worry.
Mm-mm, there's a good reason why you stay calm, too.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, you're more likely to receive compensation of any kind if you are polite.
Okay.
Oh.
So it's not just the policy. So let's say the policy is I get some money back, but I go up to the ground crew, the counter, and I start yelling and
shaking your finger,
stomping around,
angry
saying,
faces.
I'm right and you're wrong and you are the worst airline I've ever been on in my life.
Mm.
And what kind of cheapskate operation are you running here? And the customer is always right.
Mm-hmm.
And in all my 25 years of flying, I've never seen anything like this, and this is the worst time to ever be a citizen living in this country.
He's not going to get any money back, I don't think.
And you're just, you know, a bunch of bad words.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's going to work.
It probably won't.
No, you need to be polite.
Yeah, apparently. Mm-hmm. Now, the article continues, being the friendly customer might mean you deal with a friendlier airline representative.
Need to remember that this is their job and they can't always help you.
Right.
So if you're friendly to them, they'll be happier and they'll be friendlier with you.
This is how you get along with people.
Mm-hmm.
It says the article uses this phrase, deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to deal with something means to do something that solves a problem. So, for example, I was sick on Friday, so I know I'll have to deal with many emails at work this morning. It's something that I'm going to have to handle.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to do some work to fix this thing.
Right.
Now, we also saw the word representative, another long word, spelled R-E-P-R-E-S-E-N-T-A-T-I-V-E, mm-hmm. representative. Now, this noun talks about a person who stands for a certain group.
Mm-hmm.
So, an airline representative is a person who represents or stands for that airline.
Mm-hmm.
So, in this case, an airline employee.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for example, we could also say the president gave the award to two representatives from the charity.
Right.
So two people from the charity were standing for and they got an award.
Right. So if AMC gets an award and they send us to go get it, we are the representatives.
Yes.
We're there to represent the company.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, says, avoid waiting in long lines by calling the airline directly.
Oh, so remember, you're not the only person doing this.
No.
So that's some good advice.
Yes.
The article gives a little bit more advice here. It says, it may be faster to rebook your flight over the phone.
Okay, that's interesting. Interesting idea.
It's true. Now, the prefix RE means to do something again.
Mm-hmm.
So if you rebook, you book something again, or you arrange for something to happen again.
Okay, sort of like if you reheat food or something.
Yes, you heat it up again.
Now, the article continues that says, most airlines will offer you hotel and meal vouchers if you need to stay overnight.
Mm-hmm.
So this is what we heard about in day one.
Yes, those meal and hotel vouchers. That's another form of compensation.
Mm-hmm.
But they can do more.
Mm-hmm.
The article says, depending on the reason for the cancellation, they may offer you a full reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, we see the phrase depend on here.
Mm-hmm.
When one thing depends on another thing, it changes or is affected by the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
So you can have some ice cream depending on your behavior at the park.
So I should be good.
If you're good, you get ice cream.
This is what we do to kids.
Mm-hmm. But if you're bad, no ice cream.
Oh, boy.
Okay?
That's not good.
Mm-hmm. So, depending on what happened to the flight for its cancellation, you may get full reimbursement.
Yeah, reimbursement. Now, this is a noun. It's a big, long word. It's spelled R-E-I. M-B-U-R-S-E-M-E-N-T, reimbursement. Mm-hmm. And it just means some money that is given to a person for something that they have given or done.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, we could say the artist received reimbursement for the painting he made for the gallery.
Oh.
So he was paid.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And just a big long word for being paid for something.
Mm-hmm.
Now, unfortunately, reimbursements are not very common. The article says, it's more common for airlines to rebook your flight, however.
Yes.
So you probably won't get the money.
But hopefully.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the article continues, whatever the case might be, don't leave the airport without asking for help.
Right.
Okay, so no matter what happens, ask for help. Don't just get mad and then leave, because who knows what could have happened.
Right.
Just be nice and ask for some help.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Now, let's look at another example sentence for whatever the case might be.
Okay.
Do you know why John is late? No, but the movie starts in 5 minutes, whatever the case might be.
Right.
So whatever happens, the movie's going to start.
Yeah.
Now, we're on our final line of the article here, and it tells us why we don't want to leave the airport without asking for help. It says, if you do, you will lose your right to compensation completely.
What?
So if you don't ask for help and mm-hmm. you leave the airport, you won't get any money, new flights, money, or vouchers.
Oh.
So make sure you do something.
Yeah, don't just get in a taxi and go back to town.
No, that's not a good idea.
Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have for our article today, but mm-hmm. we're going to go next to our For You Chat question.
Mm-hmm.
For You Chat.
So, our For You Chat question today is, what can you do in order to be a friendly customer?
Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the airport, mm-hmm. friendly customer.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
What I would do is, this is hard to do,
mm-hmm.
but it's really important to remember that the person helping you is just another human being like you.
That's true.
They're not magic. Mm-hmm. They can't fix everything right away.
Mm-hmm.
It might take time. It might take work. Remember, if you are talking to them in a mean way,
mm-hmm.
they will hear you in a mean way and talk to you in a mean way back.
Mm-hmm.
So always remember to talk to them the way you want them to talk to you.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. What else could we do to be a friendly customer?
I guess just, you know, try to be calm and just go up and say, you know, hello, my flight was canceled,
mm-hmm.
and this is my information, and what can we do?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, don't get maybe if you're feeling upset, you know, you could take a few deep breaths
mm-hmm.
and just kind of
right,
like,
just calm down.
Okay, all right, okay. It's not the end of the world.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
Another good trick is instead of telling them what you want,
mm-hmm.
asking what they can do.
Right.
Because then it makes them feel like they can really help you, not
right.
that you're demanding help. Give me something.
Right. This is not a business deal
mm-hmm.
where you're trying to get, you know, a negotiation for your side. I mean, they're going to offer what they're going to offer, and
right.
they're probably not going to change that.
That's true.
Yeah.
Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today.
Right.
So, for English for You, I'm Erin.
And I'm Brian.
Bye-bye.
Dealing with a canceled flight. Flights can be canceled for many reasons. It's a good idea to be prepared for that possibility in advance. Before you fly, read up on your airline's cancellation policy, as each airline's policy will be different. Additionally, buying travel insurance will guarantee that you are compensated appropriately for your troubles. If your flight is canceled when you are already at the airport, stay calm. You are much more likely to receive compensation of any kind if you are polite. Being the friendly customer might mean you deal with a friendlier airline representative. Avoid waiting in long lines by calling the airline directly. It may be faster to rebook your flight over the phone. Most airlines will offer you hotel and meal vouchers if you need to stay overnight. Depending on the reason for the cancellation, they may offer you a full reimbursement. It's more common for airlines to rebook your flight, however. Whatever the case might be, don't leave the airport without asking for help. If you do, you will lose your right to compensation completely.
Vocabulary review.
Policy. Many people are upset with the politician's new education policy. Insurance. Ben has health insurance, so he doesn't need to pay a lot of money to see the doctor. Appropriately. It's snowing outside. I don't think you're dressed appropriately in shorts and a t-shirt. Representative. A representative of that company will give a speech at today's meeting.